This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. In a moment, NPR's Ann Garrels joins us to talk about her new book, Naked in Baghdad, and her experience as NPR's correspondent in Baghdad during the war. But first, a breaking news story out of California. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a preliminary injunction today stopping California's October 7th gubernatorial recall election. Joining us now from San Francisco is NPR correspondent Richard Gonzalez. And Richard, nice of you to join us.
Good morning, Neil.
You've had a chance to read this decision. What exactly does it say?
The court says that it is unacceptable for six of California's 58 counties to use the old-fashioned punch card voting machines. It says that about 44% of the California electorate will be forced to use these machines that have already been deemed unacceptable by the Secretary of State. And as a matter of fact, the Secretary of State has already banned these machines in all future elections. The court goes on to say that because of the defects in the system, approximately 40,000 California voters who cast their ballots will not have their votes counted at all because of the margin of error, the error rate that happens with the use of these old machines. Compounding the problem, they say, is that approximately a quarter of the state's polling places, there are 20,000 polling places under normal circumstances, about 5,000 of them will be closed because officials will not have sufficient time to get them ready for the special election, so that there will be a lot of people who will go to their regular polling place and find that it is closed. And just one other highlight in this opinion, it says that the many members of the armed forces and the California National Guard who did not fill out absentee ballot requests would not be able to vote because they had no idea they would be away from California for so long, and therefore they would not they would essentially be disenfranchised.
Obviously, when you mentioned the Secretary of State, the Secretary of California, not Colin Powell, who's the person there, the official
Correct.
They're signing there.
His name is Kevin Shelley.
That's right. Everybody obviously still sorting through what this means. The decision just handed down, what, about an hour ago. But any reaction yet from any of the players?
Well, we have not heard anything from the offices of Governor Gray Davis or from the offices of actor Arnold Schwarzenegger, the leading Republican in this race. But the head of the pro-recall movement, Ted Costa, was quoted a few minutes ago as saying, "Give us 24 hours and we will get something to the Supreme Court." So as you can imagine, this will be appealed higher.
Did this decision come as a surprise? The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has a reputation as perhaps the most liberal in the country.
Well, given that fact, no, it's not a big surprise. There were a lot of liberals and so the activist groups that brought this suit were hoping that they would get a sympathetic court to listen to their arguments. So therefore, it was not that big a surprise. But we got to mention that, you know, this whole process has been full of its own surprises that's led to the kind of chaos that we're seeing here. I mean, first there was the entrance of Arnold Schwarzenegger into this race, the entrance of Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante into the race after he had said for months that he was not going to get in. So this is just one more development that leaves us all shaking our heads going, what could happen next?
Well, that obviously goes to the Supreme Court, which ruled on some of these same issues, what, in Bush v. Gore just a couple of years ago. So this is a chance for them to revisit that. But even so, is there still a chance the recall could still take place as scheduled October 7th?
Given the fact that the legal battle over this issue is not over, I would expect absolutely that there still could be an election on October 7th.
Obviously, more on this later, but Richard Gonzalez, thanks very much for giving us an update on what you know right at the moment.
You're welcome.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez joined us from San Francisco, and as we mentioned, more on this story later today on All Things Considered.